It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. His audiences rush the stage because they think there's an exit behind it. Fox Across America host Jimmy Failla. She's put more people in stitches than the town stabber. Comedian and podcast host Chrissy Mayer. The Dirty Dozen is what her podiatrist calls her toes. It's his 12 toes.
My feet are adorable.
And they're filthy. Fox News contributor Kat Toom. And he bumped his head on the International Space Station. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion and New York Times bestseller. Direct. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, girl.
I think people are tired of my jokes about your jackets.
Is that true?
I think so. That was a very tepid response today. It makes me feel very bad. Maybe it's the audience.
Are you guys pro Failla? What's going on here?
So here's what...
Pretty lukewarm.
Here's the problem with being a leftist. Sooner or later, you're going to run into people that you called racist because you called everybody racist.
Oh, everybody.
It's like she didn't think that at some point she's going to be in a room with people that are like, she's going to have to say, oh, hi.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, on the Joy Reid show, you have to call people racist to get in.
Right.
You know, a comedy club has like a 2-drink minimum.
Yes.
The Joy Reid show is the cable news equivalent of those guys outside Port Authority that call everybody honkies. You know what I mean? It becomes funny. Like, you go back, you're like, hey, can you call my kid a cracker? This would be amazing. But it's funny that it came back to her in this way this soon. But I think the whole thing is so exposes the fraud of what they do because people have tuned it out now. They don't care that it's racist. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying people are sick of me and you feuding about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
People are sick of being told things are racist that clearly aren't racist. She was calling Fox racist because why? Homeless people were throwing Asian people in front of trains.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, homeless people weren't watching cable news in the Penn Station men's room. You know
right.
what I mean? And to the point of us calling a truce, we have. And I'm going to congratulate you. A lot of people don't know this. Greg just got a role in a new Mission Impossible. The mission is to get something off the top shelf. But we have signed a truce.
You know, Chrissy, I think Jimmy makes a good point that when you start calling everybody racist, real racists like him feel insulted. I mean, he puts all this work into becoming a bigot and then everybody else gets the credit.
It's not fair. Like, Fox is totally not racist. And I don't think it's racist at all. In the beginning of the pandemic, people were calling the coronavirus the China virus. I don't think it's racist at all to know where your viruses are coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for me personally, they usually come from New Jersey or Long Island.
Solid. It's funny. You know what I would just add to that really quick?
Yes.
If we're racist as a network, we're so bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me give you an example. Last Thursday, okay, I did Harris Faulkner's show.
Right.
Black host, okay? Saturday night, I did Lawrence Jones's show. Black host. Saturday, Sunday, I did the Big Saturday, Big Sunday with Gianno Colwell. Black host. Monday, I was on your show with Tyrus. Mm-hmm. Black co-host. If we're racist, we suck at it.
Yes,
I'm trying
yes.
to say. But they just throw, like, there's apparently a typo in the handbook.
All the black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Just like I count the flowers on his jacket.
Yeah. He's like the Census Bureau for African Americans.
It's also just crazy when people act like Fox News is like one opinion.
Right.
Like, a lot of different people don't work here. Like, you're going to, you know, hear me talk about something or give some perspective and then have Rachel Campos Duffy say the same thing on Fox and Friends weekend? Probably not.
No.
Like, a lot of different people work
here. There is a spectrum, and you're on that spectrum.
Oh. Well, I have ADHD, which is close to that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's true. It is this whole thing where because people watch Fox News. The people that hate Fox News watch just the clips that are sent out by CNN,
mm-hmm.
But which is what we do to CNN.
Yeah.
Tyrus?
Yeah, I don't know. A CNN clip, I'd be fine with it at this point because like 6 people would see it.
Yes.
So they could fire away.
What do you think about just the, I don't care about
what do I think about okay, working at racist Fox?
Should she not have a job? Should she not have that job?
Well, didn't Anthony Scaramucci say some Yes. Colorful things. And he lasted, what, 7 minutes?
Yeah, that was gone.
It was like a new record because of the things he said in the past that were yes. kind of similar.
Well, he called a reporter when he was wasted.
Yeah. Yes,
right?
Yeah. And I don't know, is a drunk phone call worse than saying an entire network of people with thousands of workers are all racist?
Yes. Depends on the call.
Yeah.
Depends who you called.
But, you know, it just goes back to, and this is something that I learned a long time ago. Anytime you're in an argument with someone and you win the argument, they go to the panic bag.
Yep, right.
And you start hitting them with facts and truths and you start winning the argument, they have to play the race card or the sex card or try to bring up something that you did months ago to win the argument. Well, Fox has been winning the argument for quite some time. So when they get on TV and they say Fox is racist, they hope that gets attention. And maybe we'll punch down.
Yep.
Which you kind of made us all do right now.
You elevate the conflict.
Yeah.
That's a good,
yeah. Yeah,
that's a good point.
We're all punching down. We're all talking to her and the 27 people that watch MSNBC, and now they're like, see, we're in the fight. We got a chance. We just need to ignore him. I mean, she has no business. Mm-mm. If she's that biased towards the news network, then why are you talking to him?
I would honestly, he's right 1,000%. If I was Biden, I would replace my press secretary with a magic 8-ball. The problem is Hunter might bring the wrong 8-ball.
Yes.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
They're tired of asking please don't shoot just to survive their subway commute. According to a nonprofit business group called Partnership for New York City, or fewer than 40% of Manhattan workers are actually going into the office, and they blame public safety. You know, stuff like getting whacked upside the head, pushed in front of a subway train, or heaven forbid, running into cat before sunup. New Yorkers miss the good old days when we all had to, the only thing we had to worry about were rats and urine. I tell you, it's a worse thing to order for brunch. Shut up. Thought that was funny. The group's president saying the obvious. If we can't solve the public safety problem, we're going to see a long-term decline in the presence of folks who are willing to take the subway and come back to the office. Nice glasses. And it's not just New York, Chicago too. Boeing is now moving its headquarters from the Windy City due to skyrocketing crime rates. And we're talking Boeing, not Ben and Jerry's. These people make B-52s, not banana splits. If people who make bombers don't feel safe, what chance do you have? But not to worry, Mayor Lori Lightfoot's keeping an eye on the situation. And the other eye is pointed somewhere else. So, if crime becomes endemic, how can the workplace handle it? What do you do? We have sick days. We have snow days. Is it time for crime days?
Hey, boss. Sorry, I don't think I can come in today. There's a lot of crime outside.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, looks like there's a guy with a knife outside my window trying to break in. I think I'm just going to take a crime day.
Well, there's definitely something going around. How are you feeling?
Well, fine, but... Oh, yeah, there's another guy trying to steal my car.
You think he'll be in tomorrow?
Actually, I just checked the forecast. It says it's partly stabby with a chance of homicide.
Oh, well, get plenty of rest and make sure you drink a lot of fluids. Oh, time to grab some lunch.
So I came up with this idea of having crime days, like sick days, because if I get stabbed, I don't want to use a sick day on that.
I think that if you get stabbed, you get the day off.
You do, but they'll take it from your personal or your sick days.
Yeah, that's I don't have any experience in that area. But yeah, I was reading this, I guess, like, fewer than 40% of people live in Manhattan actually go to their desk every day. Like, everyone telecommutes, and it's not COVID. Nobody really cares about COVID. Mm-hmm. People say they do. But people don't feel safe going on the train or and it's so expensive now to take a car.
Right.
The traffic's really bad because nobody wants to take the train. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of COVID. It's because they don't want to, not just like stabbed. I think just people don't want to get like peed on.
You don't want to get peed on. You don't want some guy flashing his junk at you like Kill Me does. People, you know, it's like, what do you do?
It really, it
great
is,
question.
I know, a great setup.
This is the man that's going to solve it.
This is the guy. This is the guy. The guy who's wanted in 5 states by the fashion police is going to solve crime. But it is amazing to think that everybody feels safer at home except Supreme Court justices.
Right.
That's weird. No, New York, it is bad. People as cats that are terrified about crime, shootings up. I will, to be fair, half of those shootings are Knicks fans who shot themselves. But,
I don't get that joke. I thought I told the producers no sports jokes that I don't understand.
Read this out. They're bad, Greg.
Okay, they're bad. They're baseball.
They're basketball.
Okay.
They're very bad. Greg, the Knicks are so bad, if you get there early, you can play.
Oh.
They're that bad. But you guys. But the point is, people don't feel safe in New York. We know that as people who live here. It's gotten exponentially worse. Adams needs to do something about crime. He's not doing something about crime. We had a shooting on the subway. The cameras didn't work.
Right.
And what did he announce the next day? We're going to be enforcing a mask mandate. Oh, thanks. Hey, girl. No one wants to go to work. The only company that's fully staffed is CNN because they don't want to wind up on a Zoom with Jeffrey Toobin. That's it.
It's true. Nobody wants that, Tyrus.
No. Who is he?
Yes.
Calling.
Do you know that that's the unspoken.
Somebody did.
That's the unspoken part of the CNN story. Why he didn't get fired was because he wasn't alone.
It was a group's pants dance.
Tyrus. It's like we're treating crime now like it's the weather. It's something that's not going to go away. It's just something that changes.
Yeah. Well, crazy. You defund the police. You let the criminals go out. You put. Public defender, DAs in office that let everybody go. I mean, even the guy that attacked Chappelle is getting hit with a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
So apparently a fake gun knife is the way to go if you're going to attack somebody. It wasn't a gun, Your Honor. It was a gun that turns into a knife.
Yes. It's a transformer.
Creative.
It's a trans weapon.
Time served.
You can't prosecute.
I'm glad.
It's the wokest weapon.
That's funny.
The wokest weapon. Every now and then I'll stumble into a joke. Hit my head on it.
I'm kind of glad you said that one, though. But yeah, I mean, the only thing that's going to come out of this is basically the unaffected are going to get affected because their bottom line's coming up short.
Yeah.
So some of these woke CEOs and stuff that want to do all this crazy stuff, they're no longer going to make their bottom line. They're going to lose profits and then they're going to care.
And you know who, by the way, you just reminded me, who was at the Chappelle concert show? Adams.
Yep.
And then he missed his flight. So it's like, what are you doing over there?
He's really having fun being mayor.
Yep. He really
nobody
is.
Nobody told him he has to actually work at it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
And his priorities are like vegan Fridays.
And he's got so many likes now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, he
a lot of verified followers.
Yeah. If he wants to be popular, if he solves the crime problem, he will be the most popular mayor in decades.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't go to the dance.
And they keep talking about, we got to get the mentally ill people off the streets of New York City. And I don't know what that means for me and Jimmy.
Hey.
It's going to happen.
Like, we joke about it, but if you live in New York, everybody has seen, like, the actual moral decay. Like, New York City...
It's accepted, and it's just go ahead.
That's what I mean. The quality of life compromise that people who live here have just accepted in the name of what? New York really does. It looks like Gotham before Batman comes, except Batman's not coming because he's not vaccinated.
Right.
It's so sick. It's so stupid.
Yes.
Vax man.
There you go.
Although Robin got the booster.
And pushed off a train.
Yes. He's dead.
Catwoman is now a cat lady.
Yeah.
Cat person, Greg.
Sorry.
Thank you, Greg. Way to get us canceled.
Tyrus and I, we're going to be in Salt Lake City, right? May 21st?
May 21st, yes. Saturday.
Yeah. And you're going to be book signing. You're going to come out on stage. We're going to do a little Q&A. We're going to have some fun. Tom Shalhoub's going to be there. It's going to be...
Wait, Shalhoub? You didn't say anything about Shalhoub.
I don't like telling you when there's another white person there.
Oh.
And he's really white.
Yeah, like Casper.
Casper, the friendly whatever.
And speaking of ghosts, my book's been sold out. It's going to be back in stores the 17th. So
fantastic.
We'll be back on the road.
And that is it. Thank you, Jimmy Vaila, Chrissy Meyer, Cat Tip, Tyrus, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Evil Shannon Bream is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.